SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, National Cabinet to meet after another anti-Semitic attack, this time on a Sydney childcare centre. Donald Trump sworn in again as US President. And in sport, Australia's women's cricket squad complete a clean sweep of the Ashes. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Grawke. The Prime Minister and New South Wales Premier have pledged to put every available resource towards finding those responsible for the torching of a childcare centre in Sydney's east. The centre, which lies around the corner from a synagogue, was set alight and slogans painted on its walls in the early hours of this morning. Anthony Albanese and Chris Minns have both attended the site, with the Premier vowing to add officers to an existing task force dedicated to investigating anti-Semitic attacks. The PM is understood to be convening a National Cabinet meeting to talk about a stronger response for the incidents that he's described as pointless and despicable.
It is a crime, a vicious crime, to think through how you could think that something like this would advance any alleged cause that people might have. The only objective which will be achieved by this crime is the fulfilment of these people being caught, charged, and facing the full force of the law.
Foreign Minister Penny Wong has lauded the US-Australia relationship after attending the inauguration of Donald Trump. She says the fact that Australia was one of the few countries invited to the scaled-back ceremony indoors is proof of their steadfast alliance. La Trobe University Professor Dennis Altman says Australia's fragile relationship with China and Pacific nations could be at risk under Mr. Trump's second presidential term. There's also been speculation that the future of AUKUS could be under threat, which Senator Wong has maintained is not true. She's told Channel 7 that Australia will handle any tariffs Trump might impose.
When it comes to Australia-US economic relations, in terms of trade, that the US has had a surplus with Australia since President Truman, about 2-1, and in fact, even of those exports from Australia that go to the US, about half of them go into US supply chains. So in terms of adding value to the American economy, Australia certainly does, and that will be my message on behalf of Australia.
Meanwhile, Trump has used his inaugural address to announce 10 executive orders he'll sign on his first day in office. Mr. Trump says he'll declare an emergency at the US-Mexico border to address illegal immigration, as well as an energy emergency that he'll use to boost fossil fuels. The US will also withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement.
We will be working to meet every crisis with dignity and power and strength. We will move with purpose and speed to bring back hope, prosperity, safety, and peace for citizens of every race, religion, colour.
A court in India has handed down a life sentence to the police volunteer convicted of the rape and murder of a junior doctor at the hospital where she worked in Kolkata. Prosecutors and the victim's family had asked for the death sentence. Sanjay Roy's crime sparked national outrage in August after the woman's body was found in a classroom at the state-run medical college and hospital. Other doctors stayed off work for weeks in protest, demanding justice and better security at public hospitals. A man's body has been found after a two-day search of a flood-hit town in northern New South Wales. The Brisbane-based pastor had been swept away from a causeway at Limpenwood near the Queensland border on Saturday evening. He'd been leading a convoy of three to their accommodation after a wedding rehearsal before his white ute was washed downstream. Telecommunication companies will no longer be warned before being handed new multi-million dollar fines for breaching their obligations to customers. Currently, the Australian Communication and Media Authority requires a warning to encourage the company to comply, no matter how serious the breach. But now the federal government has scrapped the existing two-step process. To sport, and in cricket news, Australia's women's side has retained the Ashes with a 57-run victory over England in the first 2020 international in Sydney. Australia's 3-0 sweep of the one-day internationals combined with this win now gives them an unassailable 8-0 lead in the series. Wicketkeeper Beth Mooney, who was player of the match, says Australia won't be letting up in the remaining matches just because they've retained the trophy.
You know, there's still points on offer in this series, so we'll be looking to the next game pretty quickly, I reckon.
I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.